It is the review, and it's an in-person review with Dan, Neil and Sean to discuss the 5-1 win away to Sparta Prague in the Europa League. Another odd game for us. Seems like I've said that a lot this season, doesn't it? They go strong, Neil, maybe stronger than a couple of people thought, but also maybe a reflection of how, I'm going to use the word kamikaze, Sparta Prague were. I don't know whether Liverpool would have prepared for that or whether they'd have been able to have any inkling that that's how they would have lined up. But I was intrigued by Klopp's use of words post-match around the opponent. He called them brave repeatedly. I just wonder whether brave was tinged with a bit of stupid in his opinion.
Yeah, I think it may well have been. I think he did say brave over and over afterwards. I think that they've got a gamble that I think is a gamble that you've seen Premier League teams do to Liverpool and at times to Arsenal and City in recent weeks and going back years, which is you get to decide where you think you're going to have the fitness to be able to live with this and build a lead up. And I think for them, it's even more nailed on again. I think that there's the will, the biggest, those when you play these sorts of sides in Europe, there are a ton of gulfs in class. But one of the key gulfs in class, I think, is fitness. And I think it's the one that we don't want to talk about the most, because it's firstly unfashionable, but also it's sort of, I don't know, it almost feels a bit like cheating, if you know what I mean, in a bit of a weird way, like our players are just fitter than theirs.
Yeah.
But I think that they knew that, and I think their manager knows that. And I think that where there's actually a little bit less of a gulf in class is I think that they look to be pretty technically proficient as a team. Like, literally, the touch at times is really good. They have a couple of daft moments in the game. There's a couple that just get kicked for touch when they're playing hurried. But I think they think in half an hour, we can get enough out of just to win this game as well. And I think that's the other thing for them. The final was that game. They'll all look forward to playing at Anfield. And I think even if they'd have only lost 3-2, say, I think they'd still be in the mentality of, we're going to Anfield. You never know, but we're just going to go and get, you know, this is the result. I think they wanted to win that because I think it would have felt like an enormous moment for their supporters. So I think they gamble it all on. And the other thing as well is it adds scoreboard pressure to the opposition, and it gives you an adrenaline boost, and it gives the opposition things to worry about. And then you never know, if you get yourself to 2-0 after 30 minutes, you might make it 3-0 on 55 minutes just after half time, because they've been pushing men forward, scoreboard pressure, you hit them on the break. So I understand why sides do sort of put all their energy into that, into packing as much of an early punch as humanly possible. And that's what I think we get to see. And I think that that's the bravery. And I think they think, right, we can overload in this area, overload in that area, especially down the flanks. We can make it really, really hard for Liverpool in a couple of those areas. We can play in the areas where Liverpool centre midfielders aren't. We can build in the spaces. And we've talked about that space, even going back 18 months around when it was Van Dijk, Robertson, Thiago, that there is a bit of space there you can play in against Liverpool if you're clever with it. And I think they've identified that, especially. It doesn't help, obviously, that it's Kwanzaa. It doesn't help that it's Endo, McAllister and Elliot rather than, for instance, Thiago in there as well. That's not to talk down McAllister, because I thought he was absolutely incredible again over the course of the game. It looks like he's coming to the boil. But that's what they do. That's their idea. And then I think there's a little thing that happens, but I don't think we look after it well enough.